Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Live Life by Design podcast, brought to you by Become an Investor. Right on. So I am co-host Steve Campos, and I am here. God, we're in a ghost town tonight, huh, Danny?
Yes. What's up, beautiful people? It is a ghost town, but we still need to have our energy.
That's right.
All the way up. How are you doing, Mr. Campos?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm doing good. Nice weather. You know what I mean?
Getting good weather out there right now.
Shoot, I'm loving it right now, you know?
I love it.
I spent some time outside in the sun because I was just like, oh, man, I miss it, you know?
You didn't burn like a shrimp again?
You know what? Not like last time, no. But you know what? I am still peeling. Shoot, and it itches.
I know.
It looks nasty.
Yeah.
It looks nasty. Well, hey, guys, we got a good podcast for you tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about the differences between appreciation and cash flow. But before we do that, as always, we go into the quote for the day.
So the quote for today, it's money is a terrible master, but an excellent servant. Barnum, founder of Barnum Bailey Circus.
P.T. Barnum, the founder of Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Yes.
That's a good quote.
I love that quote.
Right?
Money
is a terrible master, but an excellent servant. Make that money work for you, damn it.
Exactly. I think that goes with appreciation and cash flow.
Like, it does, right?
Like butter and bread.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, that doesn't go.
Oh, come on now.
That's horrible. No, that's true. I mean, if you think about, I always say money change people. Right. But it's a great servant when you have that money working for you. That's amazing.
I agree. When you start growing
your business, when you start seeing other, I always say it's having babies.
Right. Make that $100 bill have a baby dollar bill. Right.
No, my God. No, another hundred.
Well, a couple of grand there, you know. No, but I think it's a very good quote from the sense of making, you know, you got to make money work for you, right? Don't work for it. Make money work for you. And I think that's a couple of things that we've even talked about on the podcast a couple of times, even with us, you know, entrepreneurs and working on our businesses and how we go about reinvesting in our companies, right? Each time. And that's a way of having money work for you. You make it, you put it back in and it earns you more money, right?
Yeah, the reality in between the cash flow and appreciation, they are both strategies for investors. Some investors, they like to point straight on the appreciation. They want to gain that appreciation on properties. Other ones, they are looking for the extra passive income. So they are looking for the cash flow.
Right.
I think that is when we start doing the business, you understand your investor ID, you are also going to understand what point or what level or what do you need to grow on your business to bring it up that extra, right? Is that extra appreciation that you're looking for? Is that extra cash flow? Can you combine both?
Yeah.
Remember the story? Gold is mold was the
mold,
property.
Mold is gold. Gold is gold. All the time. Shoot. Yeah.
That's a perfect example
yeah.
from one of our investors. property.
Yeah, because it cash flowed a lot of money, but not just that, but even, you know, as we go through and show that example, the appreciation out of that property
and
right
that
after.
That one is a great example for both. It's a combination.
But I think, you know, with that particular case study, you know, whenever I ask that question about, you know, do people, well, would you buy that property, you know, with all the mold, and everybody gets all scared. No. But, I mean, that was a great opportunity for cash flow and a great opportunity, to your point, appreciation. Now, just so everybody understands, right, cash flow is the passive income, like Danny mentioned. Appreciation is the value of the property increasing, right? And that property increase is what increases your net wealth, right? Because now you have something that is worth something, an asset that you're tied to.
Yeah,
right?
You're building your assets. So when your appreciation, it all goes back to how you buy your properties, right? Are you looking for that appreciation? And there's ways to add appreciation in properties today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, buying low, selling high. 100%. You know, you can build it up with the cash flow. Can also, what you are doing here, I have been seeing, I'm doing in one of the properties you are doing, putting an ADU.
It's another
way to just bring it up the cash flow, because that can be a potential rental.
Right.
You can use as a rental, or you can use to bring valor to the property.
That's what I was going to say. Another form of appreciation, right?
Yeah. Yep.
In fact,
living the square foot.
Exactly. That's what I was doing. Exactly. Building on the square footage of the property, or and then renting it out.
Rent it out, or even on the property that we're working right now, we are adding that value because it's around 700 square feet. So you don't need really to have too much paperwork in California to do that. And I still don't know if that's going to be a seller point for the property, because it's bringing the value up about $250,000.
Wow. That's huge. That's huge. So that's huge appreciation.
Yeah. It's forcing appreciation in the property. And on the same time, if you don't need to sell, don't sell, right?
Right.
Just rent it. But
just rent it and cash flow on the property itself. But at the same time, you have that appreciation in your back pocket in the event that, you know, something ever goes bad for you.
Strategies.
Exactly.
Everything on real estate goes around the strategies that you want to use to build that wealth every single day. I think that is what I try to do. On the end of the day, I don't know if it's keeping or living, but I'm building something, right?
100%.
And yeah, it depends how the market, here is the thing. If the market crash, right? This is, I'm talking about one property. If the market crashed, what happened? Everybody get in the scared city, and a lot of people might ended up losing properties. They need rentals. So
100%.
The rental, it's going to go up. If it doesn't happen, the properties is still, you know, increasing in appreciation. It's amazing too. So it either way, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, definitely.
I love things like that.
And you know, that's something I personally haven't really gotten very educated on is the ADUs. Mm-hmm. That's something that I definitely got to look at. And hey, you know what? What better way than to have somebody who's already working on one to ask questions to, right?
Love it.
There's the community.
The only thing on ADU, well, at least here in California, you need to be careful with the square footage, of course, and the time, you know, just whatever you are doing, make sure you are looking your timeline. If it's something that you're working to flip, or if it's going to be a flip or something like that, don't forget to add all the taxes value that's going to increase as well. Because you do have a little here and there.
Good old Uncle Sam will get you either way.
Yes.
Right? Or California for that matter. Yep. No kidding.
Yeah, but if we stay on that square footage, you're building your appreciation, baby, and the cash flow.
And the cash flow.
So, yep.
I like that strategy. I like that. And you know, one of the things that I think a lot of people misconstrue or forget is that, you know, as you're thinking about this and you're talking about the cash flow and the appreciation, you know, you find that that those profits at the purchase of the property, right?
Yeah.
Versus, you know, a lot of people think it comes at the exit side of it. No.
No.
The profits in the purchase.
Yes, right? Because when you're buying and you have a good eyes, you already have an exit strategy, or you at least can look at the property and know what else you can do to add value, right? It's not that you cannot do it, but what else can you do to achieve the maximum value of that cash flow or that property? What right. It's going to be on your pocket, because sometimes you're buying, but the seller doesn't know, you know, what it's on your mind or which strategies mm-hmm. you can use, right? But
yeah, 100%.
When do your eyes start looking, you know, the little vantages here and there, that it's good. I mean, strategies are strategies. So, yep.
Just gotta find one that's going to work with your investor ID, right, at the end of the day, and run with it.
Yep. That's it. Long term, short term, what are you going to work for?
Exactly.
If you're looking for that accumulation, that's a beautiful way to build accumulation, you know, accumulating your assets and diversify your wealthy on that point. I love those strategies. So
Just diversifying on that real estate portfolio, right? Multiple properties. And, you know, kind of rule of thumb is, and sorry, guys, if those listening, my voice is kind of in and out. I've been kind of sick the last couple of weeks. So bear with me, guys. It sounds ugly sometimes, I know. But you know what? We still have a good time.
Yes, we do.
But I was saying, you know, those strategies, I mean, it again, tied to your investor idea, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals, all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast.
Yes.
But, you know, you got to find what's going to work for you, right? What's going to work best for you. And I think the rule of thumb, you know, generally is, right? Well, I don't think, I know. The rule of thumb is when you're at that point of buying and holding, to try to at least buy one property minimum, one a year, right? So you can diversify, as we were talking about earlier, and expand on that real estate portfolio. Right.
Yeah. Know your risk of, you know, the risk of tolerance that you have when you're holding properties.
Yeah.
What can you do? Can you really wait to see if you're going to rent or sell? Can you really buy and build an ADU on that property where you can bring it up, that cash flow or that appreciation at a certain point? How long can you wait for that? All those stuff, it's very important when we're looking on your investment properties. And I think those are the ones that I'm going to keep looking. When the tolerance,
right.
I think I'm good when I look properties and that I know that the first year is going to be a little harder. But I know on the end of the day, if I make the plans, the strategy is good, in 2-3 years, the property is going to be pay off, or I can keep pulling out the money on that and buy more properties.
Buy more and make the money work for you, right? Make that appreciation
make
work
babies.
For you.
Yes.
Make
that's
the babies.
Why you want
you
that. Make that babies.
That's too funny.
Well, that's why you build appreciation. It's
100%.
Not just to go, the heck is wrong
I know
with
you've
this
got
pen?
Pens flying around all over. Shoot.
No, seriously. That's why you're building the appreciation helps you to reinvest, right? Put the money back on the market, put the money back on your pocket, or buy another property. That is how you can use the appreciation.
Right.
Cash flow as well. Today, I think FHA has one of the programs. If you can prove the property, you know, has enough cash flow, it's basically zero mano. Zero mano.
Mano, wow.
Zero mano down. No, seriously.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So much things that's going on.
Excuse me.
Yeah. It's going on when you start building and have that little sparkle on your mind that keeps feeding you, right? Because
right.
Every single day there is a new strategy. There is something new that you can do with properties that you have on your pocket. There is new possibilities to use to work with that appreciation or to add valor. The ADU for me has been very recently, adding valor. I mean, forcing equity, it's one thing that I learned a while ago, was the mortgage. Now forcing equity, adding that appreciation, it's another thing. So you just start, it's so good when you just start adding one, right? another.
That's cool.
It's amazing. I like that. So
yeah that's cool. Yeah, I like that too. And that's, like I said, I really want to pick your brain a little bit on the ADU side of things, because that's not something that I've actually delved or even looked at. I haven't just done much. I mean, I understand them. I just really haven't done much research on how I can strategize and benefit from ADUs.
I think though, on that point, I know Wicho has a specific criteria for his buying properties where he can build an ADU. He was talking about that the other day. I was just like, damn, Az, you're smarter than me. Look at this. So I know he's looking for properties with a certain specification criteria where he can add value.
You're
talking about that. Another thing that if you're in California, you should be looking at square footage. What is the regulation for your county? Just give them a call. Say, hey, what do I need to do? What I need to have? And if it's something that you are going to add in a flipping property, just make sure you understand that sometimes it can take a while.
Yeah.
To get all the permits back and forward. And I know there is ways you can pay and get the permits a little faster, but I'm not in a rush on this point, so
right.
It's okay for be building, little by little, step by step. So on that one, it's something that I would say, just make sure you are looking for what it's going to be the extras.
Gotcha. Right? Gotcha.
I know that is the school, is the fire department that's close. Everything that's close to the property that you're building the ADU, it's going to add an extra taxes there. So
that's the other side of it.
And they can go up to 20,000-30,000, depends. So
wow,
that can be
something to think about. Then I gotta know the county and the city you're in, right? Or that whole the district.
It can be a bite on your profit.
Okay,
you don't want to lose that part.
Yeah, definitely something to look into. And I know I'm trying to be careful. I don't want to ask too many questions about ADU, because I don't want to turn this into an ADU podcast, because we're talking about cash flow and versus appreciation. But ultimately, I mean, cash flow is like it's great because it's income, right? And it sets your path to wealth, right? Whereas appreciation is more for the long term, right? Where you can utilize it for long term, right? I think everybody's taken advantage at some point or another as a real estate investor of appreciation, or more so than anything, right? Because we buy distressed properties, right? And so distressed properties are not going for much, you know what I mean? Or you're able to purchase the property at a deep discount, but then adding value to it, fixing it, getting that real nice kitchen in there, adding some windows, right? Getting the bathrooms all nice and updated and
bring it back to life.
Exactly. Those are the biggest rooms, right? The kitchen, the bathrooms, right? That add the most value, right?
Yeah. Garage for some of the guys. I heard garage is a big, it's a big part.
but ultimately, it's the women who makes the decision, right? Based on the kitchen and the bathrooms.
Yeah, most of the time, that is the truth. But that is not just the advantage of the cash flow. When you cash flow on the property, guess what? You have a renter. Guess who is paying for that mortgage?
Right? The renter.
Exactly.
Right.
So I just, if you can combine appreciation and cash flow, you have gold on your hands. If you 100%. Can find a property full of mold and you can, you know, build that situation like you want to offer estate case studies here, I mean, you have mold is gold on your hands. So
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
So just keep it up with strategies, learn to combine them as much as you can.
Yep.
And take advantage, you know.
That's right.
The market changes all the time. So watch the market. What's happening on the market? You know, if the market, it's always the way you buy. But if the market has changed too much, you're going to need properties because the renters are going to be there.
Yeah.
If the market short on supply, what happened? Hey, won on your appreciation. Either way, you were winning.
Exactly. So
it just depends what else you need on your pocket as an investor and what else you will need to build on your portfolio.
Don't forget, right? we even went on the depreciation side as well.
I know.
Money to be made all the way around, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And that way, that's how you make money your servant.
Yes.
You know?
The best part.
That's the best part. Right on.
Make
right on.
That baby have babies. I want a Washington.
You're such a dork. You're funny.
Good.
Daddy, well, you know what? I don't know if we're beating the horse to death on this one, but that was very good information that you shared, particularly with the ADUs that the ADU you're working on and on that property, and how cash flows and it built a bunch of appreciation. I freaking love that, man.
Yeah, that's again,
badass.
Just understand where you are at this point as an investor and what's the possibilities in front of you. What is your strategy? You know, how much can you handle that? Because I'm good at handling the pain.
Well, you know, you had two kids, of course.
not that kind.
No, but it's all about the risk tolerance as well. Yes. I think everybody, of course, everybody wants that that big payday, but also not a lot of people have a high risk tolerance. So.
Yeah.
You know your risk tolerance, know what you're getting yourself into, and understand that all of it is risky, right?
Yes.
But doing nothing is also risky as well.
Yeah, doing nothing is going to take you to nothing place.
Yeah.
Where nobody lives. So
right, yeah, 100%, man, shoot.
Oh, good.
Well, right on, guys. Hey, well, you know what? I hope you guys like this podcast that we put out. Remember, we were talking about Cash flow versus appreciation.
Or both combined.
Or both combined. No, the both way to combined. Go. That's the way to go.
Yes.
Combine them.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to us tonight on this ghost town.
But we're still delivering
the news and they're good. So.
That's right.
Yes. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram,
TikTok,
Apple Podcast.
And Spotify, don't forget. Actually, all of those platforms, man. We're on all of your favorite platforms. So
everywhere,
check us out. And hey, don't forget to hit those 5 stars, share the podcast, and you know what? Give us those likes.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody. Yeah.